I just was wheezing on the floor for, I want to say, like 3 or 4 hours. Just, it felt like someone had like wrapped themselves around my chest and throat and just squeezed me like way too hard. My lungs like couldn't get enough air into them. I just kept wheezing. It was just very audible breathing through my mouth and my nose whenever I tried to get a breath out or in. So I just sat there and tried to ride it out. Eventually it went away. And then I decided that, oh, I probably need to get tested now. I think I have it.
And then what have you been doing for the last 10, a little bit more than 10 days? How have you been? What has the arc been? What's it been like?
Yeah. It's been 2 weeks since, like, I got the initial symptoms. I've just been kind of hanging out in my bed, really getting acquainted with it. Been reading, talking to people on the phone, taking care of plants in my room when I am not feeling very tired. But there are days where it's just like I don't really want to like get out of bed. Like it's kind of hard to get up and move. I haven't really had a high fever. I've just been hanging out in like the 99 range. My symptoms have just been kind of like manageable, but it's still annoying, but not enough to like put me in an ER.
Can you explain to me a little bit more about kind of what happened today that you felt like you needed to go to the hospital?
So the past week I was like kind of feeling better. Like Tuesday I was like sitting outside all day. It was like almost like the end of 2 weeks. But then I woke up Wednesday morning and was horribly tired. Just, I slept through the whole day. And then somewhere towards the afternoon, nighttime, like I ended up kind of getting a low-grade fever again. So today I was just kind of concerned that like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. I should probably like go to the hospital now. Like it could turn into pneumonia or bronchitis, or I don't know like what's happening with my lungs. I was concerned. So I asked to be checked out.
And when you were in the hospital, what did you see? What does it look like in a hospital right now?
You don't really go into a hospital right now when you have COVID. There's tents outside and you kind of have to wait in your car, which is very ominous. And they call you on a phone that they give you, and then you have to, like, wait to go into the tent. And then the person in the tent is also, like, very suited up. And, like, it's kind of terrifying. I mean, you're just kind of in there. There's, like, a whole hospital set up, but you're just very separated from everyone else.
How many people were in there?
It was just me and the other nurse.
Okay.
I ended up, like, talking to a doctor through an iPad. And, like, when I had to go get a chest x-ray, they, like, had to call me from my car to come in. And then it was very, like, in and out thing, being very careful of what I touched and whatnot, like little contact as possible.
Okay. I'm sure you've been absorbing some amount of this, at least through news. And we're hearing a lot about deaths, even of young people. I mean, like, how have you processed that kind of possibility in this moment?
I've never thought like, oh, I'm going to die from this. Like people have it much worse than me. Like sure, my symptoms are hindering in a way, but at no point did I think I was going to be, like, the next death on, like, the Barnstable County toll. It's been hard to, like, I guess, think about, like, what's going to happen to me in the future since they don't know what, like, this disease does to you. It's very scary to, like, not be able to breathe as well as you used to and, like, have the comfort that, like, you're not going to wake up in the morning, like, wheezing or choking.
Yeah. Anything else that you haven't said that you've noticed or observed before I thank you and let you go lay in your bed?
I don't know. It's just been like, it's hard mentally, but like I'm trying to figure out a way to cope through it, I guess. It's just, I think we're not like focusing on mental health with this enough. I don't think it's like put out there how stressful it is to just be quarantined, let alone have COVID itself and be separated from everyone that you know and love. And there's no, like, you'll get better soon. There's no hugs. There's no, like, reassuring, like, pats on the back. It's just a hard question since this is such a surreal and dystopian experience.